Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And it is the 19th of November 2012, which means it's the 19th day of Audio Mo. And the quest to find out more about local history continues. So where am I today? I am on Beeley Moor, which is just in the hills above Chatsworth in Derbyshire. And this is only around about 10 minutes from where I live. You may have heard my boo earlier about the fact that the car had broken. Well, thankfully, I managed to get the car fixed and I've come to meet my friend Andy and we're just having a bit of a wander. So I'm at a place now and I'm sat down at the minute, right in the centre of it, and it's called Hob Hurst's House. And it's a Bronze Age burial square or burial mound. So I'll read you a little bit about it. It says, this square burial mound dates from the Bronze Age, making it over 3,000 years old. There are numerous prehistoric cairns on these moors and many of a similar date. The mounds were built by local groups in their fields and open pastures and contained human remains. They also served as visible community symbols. Hob Hurst House is unique. That's a tongue twister, isn't it? Hob Hurst House is unique with its square central mound, ditch and outer bank. The curious name, Hob Hurst, refers to the common folklore character appearing as an elf or giant who was thought to live in stone circles and barrows. A much later packhorse track cuts away part of the north side of this outer bank. In 1853, Thomas Bateman, a local antiquarian, excavated Hob Hurst House. Inside the mound, he found a square stone-lined chamber containing charcoal and burnt human remains. The chamber can still be seen today. And that is where I'm sat now. I'm sat directly in the centre of it. It's open. There is a stile over the fence. And I'm sat right in the centre of it. Hob Hurst House was one of the first monuments in Britain to be taken into state care. Through the Ancient Monument Act of 1882, the stone bollards inscribed VR for Victoria Regina, which surround the site, were erected at the time to mark the guardianship of the area. So this place is now protected by English Heritage. And I'll just flick back up to the app. I was just reading, I've just taken a picture of the signpost, which is on the outside of the fence, and I've climbed over the stile and come to stand in the middle, so I thought I would read some text for you as I shelter from the wind. So I'm sat in the centre, or I'm sitting in the centre as I talk to you now, of this burial mound. 3,000 years. That's some going. I was getting really impressed by the Roman history around where I live, but this is something else. And I know for a fact, and I've visited many other places in the Peak District that are around about this sort of age, Bronze Age burial sites, stone circles, and there are some really famous ones nearby. And there's the Nine Ladies Stone Circle, which is only a really long stone's throw away. So I'm sheltering at the minute. And if I stand up, you're going to get a blast from the wind. But if I look round, it's just moorland. Look off towards the north, I can see Baslow Edge and Froggatt Edge. I can see Gardam's Edge and Birchen's Edge. And if I could see over the hill, I'd be able to see down towards Baslow. If I look back to the west now, I can see the forests that are owned by the Chatsworth Estate. But I'm just inside the Peak District boundary now, the National Park. And the rain is due to arrive around about 2 o'clock. And at the minute, it's 11:30. So we're going to get on our way and have a nice walk. I'm just so pleased to be out. It sounds like I'm some sort of prisoner or something, but I'm not. It's just nice to be out walking. And it's great to be out in the Peak District once again. Okay, so hopefully you could hear that without too much interference from the wind that's blowing against my back at the minute. So from the tongue twister that is Hob Hurst's House, search for that on Google, by the way, I'll say goodbye for now. Speak to you soon.